We have Nicole Blackwell, who is the Director of Health Services, a registered nurse for the MCCSC.
Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. How are both of you?
Do you have all your vaccination forms lined up and ready to go for us? I think Keith and I probably need some kind of shot at some point to keep us clean and clean as a whistle. But school is back. We know everybody flew back in the doors last Wednesday, and a busy school year is on the horizon. What do people need to worry about now? Or if we're to this point, we're okay on stuff, right? Notice these highly technical medical terms I continue to use.
Quite honestly, what we are really excited about this year is the online enrollment. So for MCCSE, we have started online enrollment, and part of that online enrollment is the emergency medical authorization. So we quite commonly refer to that as the EMA. So that is a snapshot regarding your child's health in your absence. And we would love for our parents to log on, finish their online enrollment, and make sure they've got that EMA signed, so we're able to treat their children whenever they come to the health offices with more than just rest and a cup of water. And what I mean by that is this allows your travel school nurses, your health aides, your health aides plus to be able to give non-prescription medication if possibly they have a headache, if the parent's not there or we're not able to contact them. Just a little bit more, like I said, than rest and a cup of water.
Now, the immunizations, what kinds of things are you concerned about when you do that in a school system?
We want to make sure that our students are fully immunized. The Indiana Department of Health, they are the ones who create these requirements. And then if we have what's called herd immunity, everyone is getting their immunizations, that decreases the amount of I guess, the possibility of having these communicable vaccine preventable diseases. So when I say that, I mean like measles, mumps, those types of things in our community. We don't want our children sick. If we have our students immunized, that decreases the chance. So we as school nurses spend all our school year working to make sure our students are immunized. If a family decides not to have immunization or if they have a medical exemption, they need to file that annually. Those are the only two reasons why we would have a student who's not fully immunized, is a religious exemption or a medical exemption.
Now, you stay up with all of the medical journals and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Are some of these things
that's what
making,
nurses do, Keith. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
that's good.
But are some of these things making their way back in young people? Some of these diseases?
Yes, unfortunately, they are not here in the MCCSC at this point. But if you'll read nationwide, measles have been making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Mumps have been making a comeback.
Well, Nicole, why is that?
People are not fully immunizing their children. So we want to make sure that people are getting their immunizations. That includes both of you.
Help me on this.
Had my shots before I went to school. Am I, at my age, is this something I ought to be concerned about?
Specifically, you can go to the CDC website, and you can see what immunizations are recommended for your age.
Wow.
So it just depends on your age. And then also, like, whooping cough is another one, diphtheria. So if you're around small children, that's another one that you might want to check into. So the CDC website has a great bunch of resources that you can look at to see what you need.
Now, all the students that come back to the MCCSE must be vaccinated for all this besides the religious and health exemption, as you mentioned.
Yes.
Gotcha. So we shouldn't have anything to worry about.
And if anybody wonders what they need, they can go to the MCCSE website, and under the Health Services Department, we have a list of the school entry required immunizations.
Now, one of the things that's out there is your office is where the families that have children with special needs would register what those needs are?
Specifically medical needs.
Yes.
So if they need to let us know if their student has medical needs, so we can support them.
Doesn't that go for everybody as well? The days of bringing your own aspirin or whatever to school, that doesn't happen anymore, correct?
Great point, yes. We actually have on-site prescription medications at the middle, actually at all of our schools, but specifically middle and high schools. So students do not need to carry, and it's against school policy, corporation policy, for them to carry their own medications unless they have a doctor's note. So if they need that ibuprofen in the afternoon for a headache, they can come to the health office and get it, as long as we have that emergency medical authorization form that's signed, that's part of that online enrollment.
Yeah, and we just bring it up because this time of year, obviously, we have new people in school, people that have moved in from different districts, maybe not have the same rules, per se. Is there somewhere on the website where I can see all this and maybe print it out, stick it on the refrigerator with everything else?
In terms of the online enrollment, we do have that on the health services website. I'm sorry, the EMA, and then again, the online enrollment, and then we do have the medication policy on the health services part of the MCCSE website.
Nicole, by the way, we're speaking with Nicole Blackwell, who is the Director of Health Services at the MCCSE, a registered nurse who used to travel around, and also you've been with the MCC quite some time, right?
Almost 5 years. This will be my 5th school year, and I used to serve Jackson Creek, Childs, Lakeview, Clear Creek, and I've also served Templeton.
Now, one of the things that's out there, we hear about it all the time, for a variety of reasons, people are carrying EpiPens. What's the story with kids that might need those in the schools?
So our students who carry the epinephrine auto-injectors, they can carry them on their person if their physician writes a note.
Okay.
But we do have 275 students in our school corporation that have life-threatening allergies.
Wow.
So we work closely with their teachers, and also our staff, our custodial staff has been trained in how to use one. Our food services staff has been trained. Our bus drivers have been trained, all of our sub-teachers, and also anyone new to our corporation. We train them in the signs and symptoms of anaphylaxis and how to use an epinephrine auto-injector. We also explain to them that they want to try and work with their school nurse, but we just want to educate everyone about the signs and symptoms of a reaction and not be afraid. We feel that education is most important in a situation where we might need to use one.
Yeah, and all kids that have asthma inhalers or whatever, too, all that stuff, that's nothing to worry about, right? Just make sure you have your doctor's note.
If they're going to carry it on their person, they need to have their doctor's note, but we would love for them to check in with their health office and make sure that we know about them and they know about us.
That's a good point.
checking in with their school nurse, make sure they know who we are in the event of an emergency, and then we like to do some education, making sure they know how to properly use that metered dose inhaler, or making sure that they understand their disease, their chronic disease.
Nicole, before we let you go, what's on the top of your list with your position with the MCCSE? What is the thing you would want parents to know first and foremost about their kids and health needs?
We're here to keep their children safe, and that's our number one priority.
Well, that's a good start. Well, yeah. You guys are going to be busy this week getting everybody filed away, getting everybody's paperwork and forms filled out. Again, tell us where we need to go again to find those certain forms.
If you go to the MCCSE website, then go to departments, and then to health services, and then to forms, you'll be able to find the forms that you need.
Excellent. So everybody needs to get those filled out. Everybody needs to make sure they've got their proper vaccinations, including Keith. Make sure Keith has his proper vaccinations. We don't want him running around the district out of control with mumps and measles and everything else. No, Keith is just fine. We're just kidding. Nicole, great job as always, and we'll talk to you as the semester rolls along.
All right. Thank you both so much. Have a great day.
Nicole Blackwell from the MCCSE. Give me her official
Director of Health Services.
Well, there you go. And, yeah, that's the key with these days, is making sure that everybody is vaccinated. Because it's not just, as you mentioned, it's not just safety for the student. It's safety for the students in the class and the teachers and everybody else on all of that. Because if somebody forgets or doesn't get it done, then all of a sudden there's everybody.
Well, you know, at my age, the thing that we keep hearing about, you know, when you get...
You're hearing at your age?
Well,
that's a good start.
But this thing about if you had chickenpox when you were a kid,
You're
subject to shingles when you're older. Well, my goodness, what are the things I had when I was a kid?
Get a metal roof.
Yeah.
Don't worry about shingles. Last even longer.